Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَى إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ.
And when the two companies saw one another, the companions of Moses said, "Indeed, we are to be overtaken."
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, you already know we have reached the 61st verse of Surah Ash-Shu'ara. This verse says, فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَى إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ قَالَ كَلَّا إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. So when the two parties saw each other, the companions of Moses said, "Indeed, we are overtaken." قَالَ كَلَّا, Moses said, "By no means, verily my Lord is with me, and soon will he guide me to safety." So up to this part of the chapter, we understood that Moses, along with the people of Bani Israel that followed him and believed in him, escaped, and the people of Pharaoh were chasing them. فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ. So the Pharaoh's host pursued them at sunrise. Now, to illustrate their situation when these two parties meet each other, the Holy Quran says, فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ, when the two parties saw each other, جَمْعَانِ means the two groups, and تَرَاءَ means to see each other. So when the two parties see each other, the companions of Moses say, قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَى إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ, we are indeed overtaken. The interesting point in this part of the verse is that the verse does not suggest qala banu Israel. The verse says qala ashabu Musa, the companions of Moses. So ashabu Musa, these companions, might be the ones who are really close to him and have believed in him for some time. And they are different from the people of Bani Israel that believed in Moses afterwards. So the point is that Ashabu Musa inna lamudrakun, when these people say indeed we are overtaken, this means they are so worried that they are being chased by the people of Pharaoh and they are really afraid for their lives. But qala kalla inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdin, Moses said, "By no means, verily my Lord is with me, and soon will he guide me." Heavenly leaders are really calm and serene at the time of crisis and cause others to be calm. The true believers, when they confront the enemies, they do not get disappointed. They trust in Allah and believe in divine promises. In this case, these people were trapped between the sea and the enemies, the sea in front of them, the enemies behind them, and they saw no one to turn to.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So the people of Pharaoh chased the Banu Israel and Moses, and they were trapped between the enemies and the sea. There was a wavy sea in front of them. There was a strong and tyrannical army behind them. A very equipped troop who were really angry with the children of Israel, and they had showed already that they are really bloodthirsty when they killed their issues during many years. And Pharaoh himself was also a very stubborn and headstrong and bloodthirsty tyrant. So they would possibly surround them and would arrest or kill them. If one were to look at that situation, this was so. It seemed that this is what is going to happen. At that time, the children of Israel suffered some painful moments, the bitter moments whose bitterness cannot be described. Perhaps some of them lost heart and their faith was shaken. But as the verse says, Moses, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, was still calm and faithful and knew that Allah's promises about a deliverance of the people who are being oppressed, about the deliverance of the children of Israel and destruction of tyrannical people are not to be unfulfilled. He believed in Allah. He caused the people to be calm again. We will continue the story of Prophet Moses and Pharaoh, along with the explanation of verses, in the next episodes. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website, at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when faith begins.